The city of Champaign selected Timothy Tyler as its new police chief in 2022. Tyler came with more than 30 years of law enforcement experience, but his track record is spotty. He's been investigated numerous times for misconduct, and several of those investigations led to disciplinary action. A new investigation finds the local officials who recommended hiring Tyler may not have known about any of that. Farah Anderson reports for the Illinois Student Newsroom and the Invisible Institute. A note to listeners, this story contains descriptions of domestic violence.
When Timothy Tyler was sworn in as Champaign Police Chief in June of 2022, he raised his right hand and took oaths. Then he addressed the Champaign City Council.
City manager, elected officials, I will give you my best. My main focus is to ensure that we have a safe community and that all our community members thrive.
But what attendees may not have known is that Chief Tyler has a history of misconduct, allegations of domestic violence, and disciplinary actions in previous roles. More on that in a bit. But first, it might be helpful to understand how this process works. When it comes to hiring the chief of police, city council members are invited to weigh in. But ultimately, the decision falls on one person, City Manager Dorothy Ann David. Here's how Councilmember Davion Williams explains it.
We put our suggestions in, and Dorothy definitely listens to our suggestions and for the most part goes with what we want. We kind of give her direction.
Problem is, documents obtained by IPM News and Invisible Institute suggest that Williams didn't know about Tyler's track record before making a recommendation. City officials declined to answer questions about whether any other city council members were told about Tyler's disciplinary history. The city also refused our public records requests for Chief Tyler's background investigation and hiring materials. The city claims those documents contain, quote, highly personal information that Tyler did not consent to disclosing. So we went to the Illinois State Police and got documents that reveal details about Tyler's track record that have never been reported publicly. Here's what we learned. In the 90s, Tyler was an officer in a south suburb of Chicago. There, he was named in three federal lawsuits, two of which were dismissed. The third accused Tyler of excessive force and false arrest. That case was settled out of court. Tyler then joined the Illinois State Police. In 2008, he got into an argument with his girlfriend at the time, a Chicago police officer. Eyewitnesses later told investigators that both Tyler and his girlfriend had taken their guns out of their holsters, and the girlfriend briefly pointed her weapon at Tyler. An eyewitness said Tyler grabbed his ex-girlfriend's utility belt and her arm. Investigators sustained charges against Tyler for conducting himself, quote, unfavorably and improperly drinking while off duty. Tyler entered into a settlement agreement, meaning he admitted to wrongdoing and accepted discipline, which included a 7-day suspension. Also in 2008, the Illinois State Police determined Tyler had improperly followed a car at a high speed with his lights on. Later, in 2014, a $100 bill seized during a traffic stop went missing. Investigators found Tyler and three other officers were at fault. In both of these incidents, Tyler entered into settlement agreements and received written reprimands. Fast forward to 2022. Chief Tyler praised Champaign for its transparency in a promotional interview for the city.
The city of Champaign put their money where their mouth is. I've been in law enforcement a long time. I've never really seen a city government where they're very upfront and transparent about the relationship with the police department.
But if they're so transparent, why hasn't the city disclosed more about Chief Tyler's background? That's a question local activist Rita Connerly has.
It's disturbing to know that we have someone who has had disciplinary actions against them, and they are now in this position of the highest leadership within our police force.
As a survivor of domestic violence, Connerly says she's particularly disappointed by those allegations.
It weighs heavy because we know, especially with domestic violence, that police don't respond to victims in a way in which the victims need. To have someone who is at the top who has conducted similar activity, it's almost like a slap in the face.
I emailed Councilmember Davion Williams a list of what we uncovered. Since he'd previously spoken with me about the hiring process generally, I called him to ask his thoughts.
I don't have any comments on it. I just prefer not to talk about it.
I later found out, through open records requests, that Williams forwarded my email about Chief Tyler to the city manager and asked, quote, "Were we aware of these incidents as a city?" There's no record of an email response. The Champaign Police Department would not make Chief Tyler available for comment. I'm Farrah Anderson, reporting for IPM News and the Invisible Institute.
This story was produced in partnership with the Champaign-Urbana Civic Police Data Project of the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute. Sam Stecklow co-reported this story, and Isra Rahman contributed reporting.